a little sugar and a pancake. I don't like mine too sweet anyway. Some milk and egg.
Yeah.
Mix it all up together.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something that you might, kind of like a pancake, but you might put cornmeal in it or something like that?
Some cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread, you put meal in it when you make it yourself.
Would you have different kinds of cornbread?
Well, they have a lot of different brands now, but I only just know cornbread, one kind of cornbread that my mother makes, you know.
What would you call something that might be a heavy iron and might sit in the backyard of a house, maybe in the country, and they might build a fire under it? And I think some people still use them to boil clothes and things like that.
You could be talking about a boil pot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. We still have one. My mother used to boil clothes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody be trying to buy it from us.
Yeah.
We sell it.
Mm-hmm. How big is it?
It's big and round.
Mm-hmm. About 3 feet or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you might boil water in? What would you call that?
Well, you can boil water in a kettle or a pot or whatever.
What kind of eating utensils might you set at a plate when you're setting the table for supper or something?
Fork, spoon, knife if it's necessary. Your glass or your cup.
Mm-hmm.
Napkins. Little children get messy. Adults need them too.
Mm-hmm.
And plate. Whatever you're going to eat out of.
If the dishes are dirty, you might say it's almost supper time before we can have supper.
You have to wash the dishes.
And after you wash the dishes, you might pour some fresh water over them to
rinse them.
And what would you call something that you might use to dry them off with?
A dish towel, maybe. Whatever, dry towel.
And what would you call a small square of terry cloth that you might use to bathe your face?
A washcloth.
And after bathing, what might you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
What would you turn on in a kitchen sink to get water from?
Faucet.
And what would you call it outside if there were one in the yard or something you might turn on?
A faucet.
If it was really cold last night, you might say it was so cold that our water pipes
froze.
And if they froze and completely, sometimes they freeze and they damage the pipes, you might say, last night our pipes froze and...
Sometime near bus, the pipes will.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of anything else, but I know sometime it will damage the pipes if it freezes too hard.
Something that something that nails might come in a long time ago, or flour might come in, be made of wood and kind of shaped like that, would be might have two hoops around it. Flour would come in it and might be about this tall. And you call that a...
a barrel? I'm not sure, really.
And what if it were shaped like a barrel and about half the size?
It could be a smaller barrel.
Mm-hmm.